Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. This week's podcast is sponsored by Anchor Residential Lending at 135 East Carlisle Street in Marion, Kentucky. Crittenden County's coming off of a 49-0 loss at Paducah Tillman last weekend. Paducah Tillman's ranked number 5 in Class 3A. Definitely a top 10 team, Coach Starn.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that was there saw that the athleticism they have on the football field. And, you know, they have one of the premier players in the state, I think, in the J.D. Harmon. Just as a game changer, can make things happen. And, you know, that was obvious when we came out and we kind of held them the first couple of downs, and they needed a first down. And all they did just threw a little quick pass to Harmon to get the first down. So great athlete, great plays. You know, our kids played hard. We just, you know, as a coaching staff right now, we're kind of frustrated because we're trying to figure out what we can do to make these kids understand to play the right technique, and we'll be better off because of it. And that's very frustrating as a coaching staff, and we're not there yet. And you know, as we talked about before, I can remember saying it from the very beginning of the season against a team that we did beat in Hopkins Central, you know, that we can be much better if we just play with the right technique. And, you know, we just don't know what it is. And sometimes you run into teams that way, and unfortunately we haven't had this in a while. And, you know, if they don't understand that they don't play the right technique, we can be in for a long rest of the season.
Of course, Paducah Tillman's a tough game to go into when you've got four or five starters on the shelf. And we went into this game with one hand tied behind the back. In fact, we've had one hand behind our back pretty well since the opening game of the season. So are we going to see any of these guys get back this week who've been injured or ineligible?
Well, I mean, we'll get, of course, Dustin Hernandez was back this week. He played, and, you know, we're glad to see that he's able to play. I do understand that he's going to get his ribs checked, and found out today that he's been having problems this weekend with his ribs, so we're getting it checked to find out what's wrong with that and whether or not he can play. We are getting Bryce Willis back from concussion against Union County, and he's been cleared to play, so, you know, he'll be back. I'm not sure. I don't think that we're going to get Asbridge back, and I'm not quite sure about Jamie Atwell. I know we're not going to get Bo Wallace back. So, you know, still potentially we could be without three or four of our starters. And, you know, again, that's frustrating as well. But, you know, we know that we knew going into the game that we were shorthanded. We knew going into the ball game that we had our one hand tied behind our back. But, you know, we're still, as a coaching staff, we're still able to play with that other hand technique-wise. And we look at it as not the kids that hasn't been out there, but the ones that have been out there before, the ones that are playing, the ones that are starting, because of injuries for somebody else or because of discipline reasons or whatever, playing with the right technique, and that's what we have to do. And it just comes down to that. You know, we can play hard. We can say what we want to say, but we're just not playing with the right technique, and we've got to get that as coaching staff and figure that out before we do anything else.
Coach Vince Clark, you had the dubious task of being the defensive coordinator against a team that's pretty good, as obvious by the fact they put up 49 points and really scored a couple more touchdowns that, thank goodness, were called back for penalties. So it's a tough game to come up with a defensive plan.
Well, they do a lot, and they do a lot well. They can spread the field and throw it, and then they can go two tight ends and they can run it. So they challenge you inside, they challenge you outside, and when they spread the field, they get you one-on-one. They just have a lot of athletic ability. They're fast, quickness. You know, the quarterback was back. He'd been out from a concussion, I think from the Mayfield game, and he came back, and he throws the ball real well. And they have three or four kids that can run down the field and stretch the defense. And, the Harmon kid, he's just a phenomenal athlete. And, you know, I think, like on the first touchdown pass that they had was, you know, Dustin Hernandez played it about as well as he could have, given him all the circumstances. But, you know, J.D. Harmon just went up over him and come down with it. It was a great athletic play. But Dustin played it as well as he could have. And that was kind of typical for the night. You know, we have a lot of room for improvement. You know, the kids that are out because of injuries and so forth, you know, just happens to be, you know, mostly our secondary. So we are thin there. But, you know, we got some young kids that are working hard. The Dickerson kid is very coachable and has a lot of ability. And I thought Lane Wallace flew around on the field the other Friday night. And, you know, we're looking for great things out of those two guys.
Offensively, Coach Darn, you had Travis Gilbert came in, really his first full game, I think, as a starter. He's just a sophomore. Played a pretty good game considering the opposition.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought he rushed his throw some, and, you know, he wasn't settled back there. But once he settled down, he was able to throw the ball well. And, you know, we knew Travis can throw. I mean, he's a throwing quarterback, and he's really accurate. You know, we just have to – he made some mistakes because of inexperience, and we have to get better at that. And, you know, all the experience that he gets is going to help out in the future.
Bobby Knox had a good game, and Stefan Cozart, just to name a few. You know, talk a little bit about some of the bright spots you did see.
Well, I mean, Bobby's pretty solid. We still have some technique issues we have to work on to improve on, and you know, we go back and we as coaching staff we expect them to know what we know, and you know, I was talking to Coach Clark after the ball game, and it's you know, Bobby was just moved to linebacker this year, played defensive end, so it's not like he's a veteran at that position. He's still inexperienced at that position, but you know, the thing we have to do is not keep making the same mistakes over and over again, and play our technique and play with our assignments the way we're supposed to. Stefan Cozart is just continuing to play well. We've got him out of position right now defensively because we lost defensive end after the first week, and you know, he's out for 3 weeks, and now, you know, we have to move players around. But Stefan likes the position. You know, we think he's more of a force inside. You know, but he continues to play well and offensively comes off the ball. And you know, Bobby was the defensive player of the week, and Stefan's the lineman of the week.
No, we're going to try to get back on track. We open up the district play this weekend. It'll be homecoming game. Reedland will be in town, new district opponent, different football team than we've seen in the past. Reedland's much improved, and we'll talk length on Coach John Hedges' team later in the week on our pregame report. All right, guys, good luck getting ready this week.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thank you.